This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you have the poll up right now on the Guardians, the diabolical question?
Let me refresh
here. Yeah. What's the diabolical question here?
Yeah, I gotta find it.
Because we got the LeBron thing. We got the...
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
We are still at 46% say it's the Guardians cutting the payroll after the ALCS.
46% is a hell of a large number.
And 30% Browns, 22% Cavs.
So I gave them extra time because, one, I want to make sure, because I thought that they deserve extra time to get this thing going again, because they've been the more consistent franchise out of the three. Have been the most consistent franchise, even though they haven't won a championship in 70-plus years. They've been a more successful, consistent team that I think has earned the time. But, man, over the last week, when I got Zach Meisel joining us last week saying he doesn't believe all the stuff that I'm wondering about the television contract that you and I have talked about.
What do you mean by that?
He believes that they could have invested in this team. I thought that they had shed salary because of the television deal it going away. Because you went from guaranteed money to everything thrown up in the air. And Zach did not believe that that was a decent excuse for them. He did not believe that.
Well, I've only compared it to their way of spending. A bit, like, I'll never know truly how much access, you know, to cash they have. I mean... It's funny. Every time there is an accounting of how much the family is worth, they talk about, you know, the old Cablevision money. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why? Does every one of Elon Musk's kids get to say they're worth trillions of dollars? Like, that's not really how families operate.
They can't bankroll this season off of the TV schedule that's coming up, right? They have to do that off of what they earned from last year.
They're supposed to be able to, yes.
I'm saying I don't think any business operates with, well, we got this money coming in, right? Once we sell all these subscriptions to our cable plan.
My entire point
except
of it,
the one time they sold STL, right? They had that one time cash
future earnings type of thing, right?
And the BAM, the Major League Baseball, when every team got some money, they spent money that year.
Okay.
That's it. Those are the only two times, and they've only ever really spent in 2016, 2017.
But when Zach is telling me that they could have done something more than what they're doing right now, I think that's a huge blow to the confidence in the organization from the fan base.
I'm sorry. I hate to interrupt you there and get sticky on that point.
Go ahead.
I just don't understand, like, if we're just assuming there's all this money that is available that they're not spending, what are we basing that on?
I'm not.
Like, yeah, we want every millionaire or, you know, billionaire, because we have two billionaires in this town. We'd love them to spend more money and more money and more money. And in those sports, Haslam has. He's spent more money than any owner, and obviously Dan Gilbert has pledged to.
Yes.
within reason. Like they're not doing the second apron thing. Like Ty Jerome would cost them like $60 million, not just the 14 they would pay him. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is just saying, hey, I wish you'd spend more. Like, yeah, my kid is always going to say to me, I wish you would spend more. I wish you would buy me more. I wish you would buy me more things. But what is within reason? I don't know how you would, I don't know how you'd estimate that. Like, where would you, what books would have we opened?
But that's the thing, is that it wasn't Zach in Mayfield Heights.
Mm-hmm.
It was Zach Meisel from The Athletic. And so when a guy who's in the know says that, I have to reevaluate what I've been saying this entire time. Because if it sounds like an excuse to him, it's going to sound like an excuse to a lot of people. And maybe I should be holding them more accountable for what they're doing. I got to ask Matt that question coming up at 9:22. Because I could say, hey, guys, don't raise the white flag. Don't raise the white flag. The season isn't over yet. You got a second half coming up. I don't know. Does it sound like Chris Antonetti and everybody else is kind of raising the white flag with their actions? Not with what they said, the placating word. I mean, Stephen Vogt's going to go out there and say the nicest thing he possibly can about his team because it's not even July. So July starts tomorrow and the new month starts and he's got to say something nice. What?
Stephen Vogt doesn't buy the ingredients. He just has to cook a meal out of what he has, right?
So when,
and he doesn't get any of these players in here.
Exactly. And when Chris Antonetti's going on and doing his press conference and talking about the future and how hitters are going to be fine, a lot of people just don't believe him. To the point where it just seems like they're trying to buy more time or buy more understanding for whatever they're trying to do.
Yeah, we're going through a tough stretch right now offensively. For the last month, we haven't been at our best scoring runs, but I continue to believe in the group of players that are here, and it's really hard to be consistently successful at the major league level for anyone, and it's really hard for a young group to do that consistently, and you know, we are in the process of working through that, but I think as we look forward, the results will be better from here than they've been over the last month. I don't think the last month is indicative of the potential of the guys that are on the roster.
Chris Antonetti has been a guy that I think a lot of people in Cleveland have trusted. And so when he goes out there and he talks, I think that they're trying to get some time and some trust from the fan base. But then again, when he talks about Chase DeLauder, it seems to incense a lot of people.
Chase has made great progress. We were candid in sharing one of the big objectives with him is being able to just increase the total volume that he's able to play. And we had a very deliberate build up in that volume. And there were times, you know, as we increased the volume where his body was more sore than it had been in the past. So we had to pull things back.
I mean, my God.
Increase the volume.
He's a professional.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball player, you're either going to be able to do it or you don't. I know that he's been banged up for the better part of the last couple of years, but my God, you drafted the guy to be a part of your franchise, all right, have you not? So you want to go and you want to get something that's positive. You're 40 and 42. The only thing that keeps you anywhere with your head above water, which technically you aren't because you're under 500, is the third wild card spot and the rest of the American League being garbage. That is not an argument. The American League Central is done. The Tigers have already won it. Your second half is easier, way easier than your first half. Owen has highlighted that several times because just out of reference, not even as an argument.
You're right, but the second half can be easier all at once. If you're already out of it, who cares?
Yeah. And so when you have this lineup that is nonsensical, the platooning in the outfield, the situation you have where, hey, I like Kyle Manzardo. He has a fine mustache. I wish he could play every day and hit every day so we could see what he has. First base, it's terrible. I know it's bad for everybody. Carlos Santana ain't going to be around for very much longer. You want the season to stand for something. But when you have fans, what bothers me the most is when Zach is telling me that I really can't use the television deal as a full excuse the way I have been. When Zach's telling me on the air that I really can't do it, it shakes me to my core. Because then you have totally signed off on this team, which made it to the ALCS last year, being worse this season. It better be worse for the greater good. I don't know how to spin that, and I don't think you can spin that after 9-16 in one of the worst hitting months you've ever had in franchise history. It's been 120 years of franchise history, for crying out loud. So I don't know how you can spin that one, brother, because that's all you're trying to do is spin it. And fans are as fit to be tied as they've ever been because it's listless. The bullpen usage is mind-boggling. Letting guys roast out there. It seems that you basically give up everything when you're down by two runs when you should be fighting over everything. And I think that it's because he doesn't trust the bullpen nearly as much as some of the other people do. Emmanuel Clase, you really don't know what you're going to get out of him every single day.
Yeah, had an opportunity to see him for a week.
That's another part of it.
They think about when they've had to pitch him because they had to make sure he could still play. Like he's just shows you the state of affairs they're in right now.
But I don't think, Ken, I don't even think it's that they're worse off as a fan. I think it's as a fan, they are telling me that they are willing to accept being worse off, that they're just willing to do it.
Yeah.
I just want you to try. Well, as a front office, I want you to try. And that means shuffling the lineup around or shuffling the roster around, bringing guys up from Columbus that maybe they don't have it. You know who they brought up a while ago? We had a guy down there named Francisco Lindor that everybody was looking forward to seeing. And they said, no, we're going to bring up this Jose Ramirez guy and put him at short and try him out there. And it was just supposed to be to fill until Francisco Lindor's time could not eat into another year of his contract. And then it turns out that Jose Ramirez was really good and he's going to get a statue one day. And I'm not saying that any of these guys in Columbus are in his ballpark right now, but I don't know. And I'd rather find out than continue to see Jonathan Rodriguez and Jones platoon out in right field, or see Carlos Santana, who we all love as a person, but
that's the same. See, they're going to use that argument against you. They're going to use that argument against me. I've been saying, well, you drafted Chase DeLotta for a reason. You brought him in for a reason because you want him to be a Major League Baseball player. Well, they're the same team that went out and got Nolan Jones and traded away Nolan Jones and brought Nolan Jones back. Well, it's the same people still making those decisions, so they definitely want to work it out with Nolan Jones. And because he doesn't have any other options, they're going to push that to its absolute last level before they move on from Nolan Jones and let guys like Jonathan and I argue about exit velo. God knows what else. They're going to do that. Which, again, as crazy as this seems, we're making a big deal over DeLauder, who has been injured. We're making a big deal over C.J. Cephas. Could you imagine if Travis Bazzano was healthy and hitting decently at all? They'd be standing outside over there on the corner of Carnegie, Ontario with pitchforks.
Well, guys in his class have already been called up and are playing well. That's what sucks about it, especially considering the Red Sox kid has been unbelievable, right? Like, there have been a few of these kids that have already gotten the call up, and it just sucks that, you know, we haven't had the kids called up and then the injuries.
I've given them the benefit of the doubt. I've given them that.
I think they've earned it.
Yes,
people
they
get
have.
Mad at us for saying that. Like, I'm sorry, they've overachieved for so many years. This Guardians, if you would ask anybody around baseball, they'd say, "My God, the Guardians! Like, they are a success story."
I think it's been far too easy for far too long for guys who host shows to start yelling cheap and bitching and moaning. But I think we are getting closer to a point here where, for the first time, like, it's almost like a kid who cried wolf. If I'm willing to start saying it, and certain other people are willing to start saying it, maybe there is a problem there. Because I could just go out here and say, Dolan's cheaps, Dolan's cheaps, Dolan's cheaps, as they went and they won the American League Central last year. That doesn't take nothing. Any idiot can do that. But this last season, if I'm hearing different from what I've been saying, boy, that's tough. That's real tough.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.